بالله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الإسلام، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, and the listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an easy, natural, perfect deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us that ummat which is the last ummat, having the last kitab, kitabullah, having the last shariat, the shariat of Islam, having the last qibla, qabatullah, and having the last rasul, last nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been discussing Quran al-Kareem. In today's discussion, I want to make a summary of discussions which have transpired and a few additional viewpoints. We have mentioned that Quran al-Kareem, technically meaning or dictionarily meaning, that the kitab that is often recited, if we have to root it from Iqra. And also I mentioned that coming from Qurun, meaning time or period, it will mean the kitab for all time. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the hadith, خَيْرَ قُرُونِ كَرْدِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Every Friday in the second khutbah we hear this: the best of times is my time, and the subsequent one, and the subsequent one. So the word there, Quruni, means time, era, period, duration. Quran al-Kareem coming also from that word, meaning Quran for all times, all seasons, all places. And it has come for everyone. It is not a kitab having a message which is limited. It is an international kitab for the whole of mankind. Because an international Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought it. It was revealed to him. Revealed to him, wahi was revealed to him. Wahi means divine inspiration, divine revelation to a divinely appointed person via divine means, and it is divinely protected. The Quran al-Kareem has got all these qualities. It is a divine kitab, meaning it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The source is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to a divinely appointed person. To who? To Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is divinely appointed. Anbiya alayhi salam are divinely appointed. Rasuls are divinely appointed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatabun Nabi. His appointment is divine. After Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not divinely appointed. He was nominated by the people on the indication of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person saying that there is a person who is divinely appointed after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is kufr and apostasy, that is blasphemous, and that person is out of the fold of Islam, who says that, oh, someone is divinely appointed after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or who says that someone is getting divine revelation after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is of legislative in nature. After Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no divine legislative revelation that is coming. It is terminated with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned that in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran was revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was revealed mostly via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at length we have discussed the issue that writing was prevalent in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the only kitab on the surface of the earth, the only divine kitab on the surface of the earth, which has been written on revelation, is Quran al-Karim. No other divine kitab has been written immediately on revelation. Only Quran al-Karim has that superiority and preference. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, via divine revelation brought by Jibreel alayhi salam, should mention a particular sequence which I mentioned, Tartib-e-Rasul and Tartib-e-Nuzul. The Tartib-e-Nuzul is the chronological revelation. Quran came as per need and necessity. In the duration of 22 years, 2 months and 22 days. In that duration, Quran al-Karim was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, go tell Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam informed the Sahabas that this surah must go here, this ayat must go here, this chapter must go there. And the person who denies that, and the person who denies this sequence, is not in the fold of Islam, no matter how pious he may be looking externally, and no matter what his length of his beard is, or no matter what his length of his turban is. If he denies that, he goes out of the fold of Islam. Because the tarteeb, the sequence, is divinely appointed. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw to it that the whole entire Quran was read to him, and he read it. The last year before he passed away, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on 2 occasions read the Quran, the entire Quran, to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam did that to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of him, he recited it. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should call Sahaba and they should read Quran to him. There are many narrations like that. So on the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was persuaded by Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, now compile the Quran in official book form. After hesitating and convincing, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu called Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and at that time in Madinatul Munawwara there were 25 Hufaz and male Hufaz and one female Hafiza, Hazrat Waraka radiallahu ta'ala anha, with the tedious procedure of classification and clarification and testification, the Quran was brought into book form, and that copy was given to the mother of the faithful, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wife of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. At the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he is also called Jami'a Quran, when he was informed that people are reciting the Quran in various dialects, he standardized the dialect into Quraysh, and the whole procedure which was done in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was repeated in the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the existing copies were destroyed and burned, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he distributed the state official copy to the entire Muslim empire. And as I told you, that these copies are still prevalent. In fact, the copy which Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading when he was martyred, and the blood fell onto the Quran, that copy is still present in the Rostati Museum in Istanbul. And you can notice rare pottery. This copy reached many places, and as explained, it also reached St. Petersburg in Russia. How it reached there, as explained to you. Respected elders, Quran al-Kareem is divinely protected. And if you look at it, it has got the text, the Quran has got the text, then we have got the recitation, then the writing of the Quran, the practice of the Quran, and the interpretation of the Quran. The text of the Quran al-Kareem, meaning the words of the Quran al-Kareem, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Islam and has blessed the Muslims that literally they are thousands, not thousands, hundreds of thousands of Muslims who know Quran al-Kareem verbatim, word for word. And this, respected listeners, that no other kitab on the surface of the earth can be memorized 60 chapters having 114 subdivision surahs, having 6,666 ayat. No kitab, no book on the surface of the earth is memorized word for word besides Quran. That is the living perpetual miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, proving the reality and truthfulness of Islam, proving the reality and truthfulness that the Muslims are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the Muslims are on the right path. Let alone adults are learning the Quran al-Kareem, males are learning Quran al-Kareem, females are learning the Quran al-Kareem. Young children at the age of 6, 7 and 8 memorize the entire Quran al-Kareem. And let alone that, in certain places of the world, there are madrasas, there are institutes of learning, training to become hafizas, and the entire institute are run by blind hafizas, blind people. Meaning the blind are teaching those who can see how to memorize Quran. This is the miracle and boon and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Muslims. So the text of the Quran Kareem is preserved by the Huffaz, and the encouragement by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how much reward a person will get when he memorizes Quran. Shortly we will be having Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Then the hafizas will be learning Quran Kareem. And the hafizas, besides learning Quran al-Kareem, they will be also putting the trustees into difficulties also. Whole year they don't want to read Quran al-Kareem, and come Ramadan they want to read the Quran and start becoming imams. Whole year they don't want to keep beards and they want to trim the beards. Come Ramadan they want to start keeping beards and start coming onto the musalla. So the trustees are worried, because now you see, I have to allow this hafiz, his father is an influential person, his father is a doctor, his father is one lawyer, his father is a very wealthy person contributing to the masjid. So we'll have to allow this hafiz Abu's to be get butchering the wajib of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform tarawih salat. Respected elders, that these hafizes must not be allowed to perform tarawih salat, and they should be kept at home, and if they want to go read somewhere else, they can go read somewhere else. And this hafiz who trims his beard is a fasik, fajir, is a transgressor of the sharia of Islam, and he should not be honored with the musalla of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders, as far as interpretation of Quran al-Kareem, interpretation of Quran al-Kareem, respected elders, a person, in order to interpret Quran al-Kareem, he has to be an expert in many sciences. Not everybody can just pick up Quran al-Kareem and start interpreting Quran al-Kareem and say, oh, this Quran al-Kareem, I can understand it. There is a translation now in Urdu or Persian or even in translation in Arabic to Arabic or any other language. I can read Quran al-Kareem and now I will start commenting on Quran al-Kareem. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi gives one good example. He says that if your friend gets a letter, he will read the letter. And at times your friend, he will start crying. Sometimes he will be happy and joyful. And sometimes he'll be sad. And sometimes he'll want to throw the letter away. And you who are standing right near him, you do not know why. And if you have to take your friend's letter and read it, you also will not know. But your friend, he, after reading one line, he cries. After reading another line, he is joyful. Because the friend knows why that letter came. He knows the circumstances of the letter being written to him. He knows the pretext why the letter has been written to him. He knows the context of the letter. He understands the spirit of the letter. And you and I do not understand. Quran al-Kareem, in order to understand it, in order to comprehend it, in order to interpret it, in order to commentate on it, many sciences are required. Arabic language, the grammar of the Arabic language, circumstances of revelation, which we call Shan and Uzul, then the history of the Arabs, the history of revelation, the principles of tafsir, and the mufassir especially, he will let alone have to know the principles of tafsir, he will have to know the principles of hadith and principles of fiqh also. So how he is going to understand the Quran al-Kareem if he does not know all the sciences? Everyone has heard of Allama Iqbal. He was a poet and philosopher in the Indo-Pak subcontinent and became famous in Pakistan. So one person came to him, one professor came to him and told him that Allama, you write one poet for me. I've written one tafsir of Quran. But remember, a book sells because of two reasons sometimes. One is who wrote the book, and secondly, who wrote the foreword of the book. So he wanted Allama to write the foreword of the book, because no Maulana was prepared to write the foreword of this professor's tafsir. So Allama told him, okay, leave it here. I'll think about it and I'll try to do something. He said, come after 1 week. After 1 week, the professor came there. When the professor came there and asked him, Allama, have you written the commentary, have you written the poet for me? He said, I've written something. And he told him, Allama told this professor, that you know, via your tafsir, due to your tafsir, my islah has been made. My reformation has taken place. So the professor now was praised, and any person generally when he's praised, then his head becomes very big. And this person here said, oh, well, how is it? Allama, how are you such a learned person and scholar? How my tafsir has made your Islam, how it has reformed you? And he set out to listen to now some words of praise and laud from Allama Sahib, Allama Iqbal. So Allama Iqbal told him, listen carefully, respected brothers and sisters, that I was under the impression that the most oppressed was Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala at the time of Karbala. Hazrat Hussein was martyred in Karbala. I was under the impression that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was most oppressed. But after reading your tafsir, I realized something. I realized that aajkal har badmash utkar ek tafsir likh raha hai. Especially in elders, meaning that in this age here, every rascal just wakes up and starts writing one commentary of Quran al-Kareem. So Quran al-Kareem is most oppressed. And in our age, what we have? That though we have study circles. People sit around the Quran al-Kareem and read, and they do not even read the Arabic correctly, and they read the English translation, and then they sit around and say, what do you say about it, Afzal? What you say about it, Hussein? What you say about it, Elias? What you say about it, Abdul Aziz? What you say about it, Ahmad? So everyone becomes follower of the age, knowing nothing about Islam and deed of Islam, start commenting on the Quran al-Kareem. And can you imagine what a mess is happening? And everybody there thinks, I'm doing a fantastic service to Islam. I'm understanding Quran al-Kareem. And there are those who feel other ways now. They say only Quran is sufficient for us. They are classified as Ahl al-Quran. In fact, they are the Ahl al-Kufr, because the Sunnah is compulsory. And it is compulsory later in order to understand Quran al-Kareem. And still in our country, we have got those people who say, and they are classified deeply doctors and professors, and they are sitting on university levels in the universities of Kufr and Shirk. And they sit and they say, oh, you see, the inheritance laws of Quran, they are outdated. These are the spoilers of Islam. These are the kuffar who are working inside Islam. And there are the others who say, you see, there are certain ayats of Quran al-Kareem that enhance female gender to such an extent that it is unreal. And they begin to concoct and fabricate their own interpretations. Respected elders, these people have not smelled the fragrance of Islam. That person who says that Quran is outdated, saying that Islam is outdated, that person who says that the Quran has to be reinterpreted and revised, and the Quran is not for the modern world, then that person is out of the fold of Islam. You should keep very, very far away. It's such an elder. So the text of the Quran, the Huffaz protect, and the interpretation of the Quran, the ulama ikram protect it. They study 6 years, 7 years, then study by an ustad, study, and the interpretation is learned by the company of pious, righteous, reliable, professional, authentic people. So the elders, then we will come to understand the beauty of Quran al-Kareem. Quran al-Kareem has got 6,666 ayahs. In Tazi Khan it is written that these 6,666 ayahs have been divided. He divided it in this fashion. He said 1,000 ayahs are the awamir, do's, commandments, injunctions, do this, do this, do this. And 1,000 are the manihahat, the prohibitions, abstain from this, do not do this, do not do this. And 1,000 ayahs got to do with stories, events, incidents. And 1,000 ayahs of the lessons derived from those stories. Lessons derived from the story. How many thousand we got so far? 4,000. And 1,000 ayahs about promises. You do this, this will happen. You do this, you get jannah. You do this, you get the pleasure of Allah. And 1,000 ayahs on wa'id, warning. If you do this, the jahannam. If you do this, the punishment. If you take interest, get ready for the war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not measure and sell properly, then get ready for killing and bloodshed. And if you commit adultery, get ready for drought, things like that. So we got 6,000. Then we've got 250 ayahs dealing with halal. This is halal, this is halal. 250 ayahs dealing with haram. How many ayahs here? 166. 100 ayahs, respected elders and listeners, dealing with how to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 66 ayahs, miscellaneous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of these. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding that they are qualified interpreters of Quran. And they are super unqualified interpreters of Quran who we should keep far away from. And if you want to know in any part of the country who is on the right, then just go in that area, that locality, and see who is in which community. They are Hufaz, ulama who understand the Quran, Qaris who read the Quran, and those who practice upon the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to understand these and practice these. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.